I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Pamela Herndon. She's Executive Director of the Southwest Women's Law Center. And Carol Line. She's co-president of the AAUW of New Mexico. That stands for American Association of University Women. And they, among others, are holding a public forum to explain the New Mexico Fair Pay for Women Act. And that's happening this Friday, the 17th of April, at the Drury Plaza Hotel Ballroom here in Santa Fe at 11:30 in the morning. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Well, good morning, Charlotte. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Great to have you both. Now, let's talk about what is the Fair Pay for Women Act. When was it passed, and what were the problems that led up to the need for this law in the first place?
The Fair Pay for Women Act was actually passed on March. It was actually signed into law in March 2013, and it became effective in June of 2013. So what it does is it looks at the disparity in pay between men and women in the state of New Mexico, particularly when it's based on sex. And what we want to do is we want to narrow that pay gap. And this Fair Pay Act for Women is designed to do just that, and it was necessary to have it because it provides many more benefits than the Equal Pay Act, the Federal Equal Pay Act does, which was passed back in 1963.
What was the 1963 Act, and what are its limitations?
So the 1963 Act was called the Equal Pay Act, and that Equal Pay Act did require going through an administrative process. It didn't provide for treble damages like the Act does in New Mexico. And in addition, the Act in New Mexico will also allow women to go directly to court rather than having to go through an administrative process. And the reason that that is so important is because when there is a disparity in pay, it doesn't continue during a long administrative process. You can go right to court, get your hearing, and get a determination rather than having those intermediary steps interfering with your equal pay. The other good point about it is that the Fair Pay for Women Act in New Mexico allows a woman to file her claim up to 2 years after she leaves a job or after the discovery of the time that she has been paid in an unequal atmosphere. So that is a great advantage, and it allows for her to collect wages, back wages, for up to 6 years. That will put her on an equal footing with people who are doing the same jobs but not getting the same pay.
What does the state of New Mexico look like with respect to pay inequity? I mean, which areas are the worst? Which ones are perhaps better?
So what we've been doing is we've been looking at a survey of earnings around the state. And what we find is that there is basically a disparity among women and men, and we looked at it in terms of location. So, for example, in Bernalillo County, it's not as evident as it is in places like northern and southern New Mexico. And let me give you some specific examples. In Bernalillo County, what we were able to determine is that the disparity between men and women is about 83%. And if you're looking at the disparity between men and women in the northern and the southern parts of the state, it's about 77 cents on the dollar being paid to women for every dollar that's being paid to a man doing the same job. 83 cents in Bernalillo County, Albuquerque, these central areas, to a dollar being paid to men. But the disparity increases if you drill down further and you look at the minority groups. So, for example, if we look at African American women, that amount looks like 54 cents for every dollar that a man is earning. And for women, for Native Americans, it's about 56 cents. And for Latina women, it's about 54.6 cents.
Goodness.
So you can see the disparity, Charlotte. And so we want this to stop. We're looking for equality and economic equality for women across the board in New Mexico.
Historically, there have been differences between what was considered men's work and women's work. And to some extent, there still is. Historically, women tended more to be teachers, men tended more to be doctors and lawyers. Those were higher paid and lower paid professions. Is there a way to really compare apples to apples? I mean, a teacher is a teacher. It doesn't matter the gender. I mean, what are kind of specific job areas are you looking at?
So when we look at specific job areas, one place that we like to start is looking at contractors with the state of New Mexico, for example. So there was a pay equity initiative in state contracting which required employers to provide their pay differences between men and women. And if it didn't reach a certain percentage or if it fell outside of a certain percentage, then the state is not supposed to be contracting with them. That's something that we need to follow up on. And so there's a similar provision that's going on with respect to the city of Albuquerque. And so what's happening there, and I think that work was negotiated with a woman by the name of Martha Burke, who you may be familiar with, who was working with the city of Albuquerque. And they worked out a pay differential that if there's a difference of more than 10% between what's paid to men and women, then what will happen is that those contracts should not be going through with the city of Albuquerque. So what that would do, in effect, is women could be paid as much as 90 cents on the dollar to every dollar that a man is being paid. So we would be looking at least an increase over what we're looking at now, which is 83 cents to a dollar. And so as we continue to examine and to analyze that data, both coming into the state through contractors and doctors, lawyers, all of these people contract with the state. So we're trying to determine how now to break that down into smaller parts, so that we can take a closer look at why women aren't being paid equally in those specific job areas. Maybe it's in lawyering, and maybe it's a doctor, maybe it's in medicine, maybe it's in teaching. But those are some areas that we're looking at so that we're not just looking at an overall percentage. So, Caroline, just go ahead and jump in and offer any additional information that I'm leaving out.
Well, I think you've covered it very well, and I would call to attention a study that is ongoing with the American Association of University Women called The Simple Truth, and it deals with the pay gap. And this is a study that is, as I said, ongoing, so that these things are looked at in The Simple Truth. And I believe the 2015 version or edition of this has just come out and is available on the AAUW.org website for anyone who would like to read it. And it talks about the disparity in various fields between pay, and it talks about issues of fields that women might be more likely to go into than men, and that what that does to trying to determine, as you were suggesting, Mary Charlotte, comparing apples to apples. And but there are a number of areas where there is no explanation for a difference. They're just simply the difference exists. And that those are the areas, of course, that we are very anxious to try to affect a change in those areas and to empower women to step forward and say, wait a minute, you know, this guy and I do the same thing in our workplace, and he gets $1,000 more a year than I do. And why is that?
And Mary Charlotte, I would just like to add that one of the reasons that we're having these forums in Santa Fe, in Albuquerque, and later on in the year down in Las Cruces is to make sure that women and employers know that this act is now on the books. So it doesn't do any good to pass a great piece of legislation like the Fair Pay Act for Women and then no one knows about it. So that as we continue to have these educational forums, and by the way, any attorneys who attend will get CLE credit, and lawyers must have CLE credit to keep their licenses active. So anybody who attends, they will get the education and information about what this law will do. We also want to bring it to the attention of workers, employers, and employees, and get them having discussions about the differences in pay and what employers and employees can do to work together to get the pay disparities gone from New Mexico so that women are on an equal footing with men doing the same work and earning this doing the same job. What's really, really important is if we look at the statistics, of course, women make up more than half of the population of this state, and we need to be looking out for women because that is the source and the strength of where our state is now because women are in the majority.
I think women should make more pay because so many of them are single mothers.
Absolutely. There you go. There you go. That's right. Well, and you have hit upon a really important point because we do have many, many, many single head of household women in this state. And that's an extremely important issue that we need to consider in all the legislation that we look at for women. And AAUW's job and what we do as an organization is to advocate for women and girls in healthcare, in pay equity, in career advancement, in education, in health, in issues such as choice, having control over our own reproductive lives, and so on. That's what we're all about. And so this Fair Pay for Women Act is very important, and I'm excited that today, which is April the 14th, is Equal Pay Day. And Equal Pay Day is something AAUW celebrates every year, and Equal Pay Day is the day on which a woman's wages or pay catches up to a man's pay for the previous year. So in other words, on April 14th, a woman's pay would be the same as a man had earned in 2014. Said another way, it takes a woman 15 and a half months to earn what a man earns in 12. And so today we're celebrating because we finally caught up.
Oh my goodness! But you never catch up because then right. The next year you're 7 months behind, and 2 years
exactly.
later you're 14 months behind.
Yes, you have hit on it.
So let's talk about this law, the New Mexico Fair Pay for Women Act. How many states have this type of law?
So, Mary Charlotte, that is a great question. During our research and as we were presenting this information before the legislature, we also looked at that question, and we found that there were 6 states that had no laws whatsoever on the state laws whatsoever on the books pertaining to equal wages, equal pay. And so that put New Mexico in line with these states. Let me tell you who they were. There was Alabama. There was Mississippi was one of the states. South Carolina was one of the states. Utah and Wisconsin. The only thing that Wisconsin had on its books was a general employment discrimination law, and it didn't talk about equal pay for or equal work. So it was time for New Mexico to get out of that that club. We needed to be in line with other states, a majority of the states, that were actually looking at equal pay for women. So I'm happy that we are out of that old, club, and now we're in the new and upcoming club where we are looking at women and their equal pay.
And it is your job to let people know about it, and that's why we're doing this program, and that's why you're doing the forums in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, one this Friday and then the following Monday. Now, one of the things that's interesting about this law, the New Mexico Fair Pay for Women Act, is that it prohibits retaliation against the employee who is filing a claim or anyone who is helping that employee. Has retaliation traditionally been a problem?
You know what,
yes.
Mary Charlotte, it has been a problem. And the problem has arisen when employees started talking about their pay. One of the things that employers do not like to see happen is employers then to get together and start talking about their pay. And it particularly becomes important when a man leaves a place of employment and will talk to women about what he was earning. And so if you recall the Lilly Ledbetter, that's how she found out that she was not getting paid anywhere near what the men were being paid, and they were all doing the same job. And so many, many employers, retaliation was a method, a procedure used to discipline and get rid of employees. Because remember, New Mexico is an employee at will state. And so what we wanted to do to make, we wanted to make sure that employees were protected if they decided to have conversations about their pay, if they had conversations with other employees about their pay, and they needed to have their jobs protected.
Now, there are also penalties for employers who are found guilty of pay discrimination.
So I just want to make sure that we talk about two items here. So under the Equal Pay Act, the Federal Equal Pay Act, it does allow a criminal penalty of $10,000. Now, the New Mexico Fair Pay Act for Women does not have a criminal penalty in it. What it does allow is that if an employer is determined to have been willful in their violation against a woman in determining that she was not going to be paid equal to that of a man, then the employer can be liable up to treble damages for the amount that they will have to pay to the employee, as well as attorney's fees and the cost of the litigation.
Treble damages means three times as much.
That is absolutely correct. So three times as much over a period of 6 years could amount to a lot of money.
It also eliminates any cost to the woman who is filing the claim, which is also an important part of it. Does that mean that the woman doesn't have to really engage an expensive lawyer?
Well, that's not exactly correct. What it does is it says that there is no court cost.
Oh, okay.
So normally when someone files a complaint with the court, there is a fee that is associated with filing the claim. And so what this act does is it eliminates that cost. So we don't want women to have to pay to go to court when they're already being discriminated against and not getting the pay that they should be receiving. So it doesn't mean that they don't have to pay their lawyer. However, when they win their case, the defendant does have to pay the lawyer's fee.
Now, are there lawyers who specialize in this kind of legal case?
So there are. There are a number of employment lawyers around the state who engage in this type of work. I mean, there are some who were very instrumental in helping us with this piece of legislation. And so we were very grateful for the input that they provided to us in helping us to put together this piece of legislation.
The event this coming Friday, the 17th of April, is at the Drury Plaza Hotel Ballroom. It's the forum to explain the New Mexico Fair Pay for Women Act, and that's here in Santa Fe. It's starting at 11:30. There's also an event the following Monday, the 20th of April, in Albuquerque at the UNM Continuing Education Building, and it's the same thing, 11:30 in the morning. Now, who should attend these events?
The events are open to the public. Anyone who would like to attend is encouraged to do so. As you pointed out, it's important for workers and employees to understand what their rights are under this law. And it's also important for business owners and perhaps HR personnel who handle personnel issues in companies and agencies and so on to understand the law. And it's also important for attorneys who may not be as familiar with the law as they would like to be. And as Pamela pointed out a moment ago, there is a CLE credit available to attorneys who do attend. And so it's kind of wide open. I think that Pamela and her co-presenter, who is Jamie Phillips from the New Mexico Human Rights Bureau, will kind of target their comments according to who's in the audience, you know, to try and determine perhaps first who are they talking to, whether it's attorneys or whether it's business folks or whatever. But it's open to the public, and we would be delighted to have anyone who would like to attend. There is a registration online, so we'd like to know if people are coming and if people wish to have lunch. There is a cost for lunch. And they would need to register, of course, for that. And I don't know how we want to communicate these online registrations, what the best way to do that is. Mary Charlotte, perhaps you know better than I how to do that.
I will actually link to it on my website, santafe.org.
Great. Oh, that's perfect.
I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Pamela Herndon is Executive Director of the Southwest Women's Law Center, and Caroline is Co-President of the AAUW of New Mexico. Thanks so much for letting us know.
So thank you, Mary Charlotte, for having us on the show.
Yes, thank you very much. We are so appreciative.